Janice Bengala. Our guest today is Alfred Adask, and he is the author of The Nature of Money, and he has a lot of entries on his blog. His blog is at adask.wordpress.com, and we were talking just before the break about the 1906 law, and that the United States considered everybody, or whoever wrote the law, and of course we presume that Congress passed the law, but it is part of code, that they just decided that that men and women were nothing but a bunch of animals. And then just before we went to the break, you were talking, Al, about the eight stages of genocide. And one of the, number one is that the classification, all cultures have categories to distinguish people into us and them. And then you cite the gentleman that wrote, Gregory H. Stanton, who is the president of Genocide Watch. But how does each of the governments, and all governments do this, I think, but how do these governments, like the United States government, how did they portray the people, for instance, in Afghanistan or Iraq or Tokyo or Hiroshima or Nagasaki as animals that deserve to be slaughtered with bombs? How do you think
that
they...
I don't know that they've done it officially in law, but I guarantee you that when you get into a war, it's common... You are fighting against the gooks, you are fighting against the ragheads, you are fighting against whoever it is you're fighting against. It's just standard procedure for the people that do the fighting to regard the other side as something other than men and women. All right, we always, it's just the nature of war, we do that. I think we have to do it because we don't want to kill men or women, but we don't mind necessarily killing gooks. You understand? We don't necessarily mind killing ragheads. We need to give them a label that dehumanizes them in order to make keep our consciences clear when we exterminate them. Right?
Well, they do have a formal, for instance, the United States had a formal organization that perpetuated propaganda before, well, as early as the Civil War. They were using propaganda against the South.
It's been going on since time began.
And part of that was Harriet Beecher Stowe's book, Uncle Tom's Cabin, and that was part of a big propaganda organization. And Lincoln congratulated her after the fact that she was the little lady that got this big war started. And so there's always been a propaganda agent or agency operation system in place, and in order to denigrate the enemy. And
yeah,
it is
I understand
formal.
That.
Formal.
My point is that by means of, but there's also a First Amendment in this country, gives us freedom of religion or guarantees our right to freedom of religion, and we find similar guarantees at the state constitution levels, and therefore, given that my Bible says I can't be an animal, right? We have a defense against this. Do you know why?
How come we believe that other people in other countries are animals, and we believe what the propaganda?
I don't even care about other countries. My concern is this country. They believe you're an animal.
Okay.
I don't care what they're doing over in Afghanistan per se, or Iraq, or China, or England, or any other, Mexico or Canada. That is not my concern. My concern is in this country they declare you to be an animal. And they declare it by law, and they've been doing it for 100 years. And people sit back and they wonder why we have problems, because the government doesn't even think you have any of the rights that attach to a man. Do you know why you can't kill a man or a woman? Do you know why it's illegal, ultimately?
Because they've made a law declaring that it's okay, that they can kill citizens, they can lie to citizens, but we can't do it to each other.
I'll tell you the answer when we get back.
All righty, we'll be back in 3 minutes, and we will also take some calls. Be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Alrighty, we are back, and our guest today is Al Addisk, and he is the author of The Nature of Money. His website is addisk.wordpress.com. All right, you were going to tell us why the government can kill us and get us to go and kill foreigners that we have absolutely no connection to, but that we cannot do that to each other.
I'm not, what our government's doing overseas, I'm not saying it's right, I'm not saying it's justifiable, I am simply saying my concern, I'm focusing on this country, that's my only concern. We have a commandment, and among the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. The reason thou shalt not kill is expressed at Genesis 9:6, right? And this is the fundamental reason why murder has been wrong for centuries. And it says, whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man. Reason you can't kill a man, you can kill cows and pigs and sheep and goats and rest of that sort of thing and fish and whatever else you want to kill, that's fine. But you can't kill a man or woman because they are made in God's image. Which takes us back to Genesis 1:26-28
okay.
On the sixth day.
All righty.
Okay? Fundamental reason. So when they strip you of that image and they say, no, you're just an animal. These are fundamental principles that make genocide possible. We can kill them all. They're all just animals. Why not? Just like exterminating again a hive of wasps, a nest of rats.
Okay.
You don't want to be an animal. And a lot of people have accepted the idea, thanks to the theory of evolution, they've accepted the idea that they're nothing but animals, that we are evolved from lemurs and chimpanzees and so on. But once you accept that idea that you're just an animal, you have no claim on a right to not to life.
Sure, well, I don't think that most of the people in this country have any idea that the government considers us animals, or that any entity considers us animals, because they've never read the law, and they don't, and they get most of their information from the newscast, or from TV, or from Hollywood movies, or whatever, or People magazine, whatever they're reading, if they read at all. So most people have no understanding of this.
I agree. I mean, one of the illustrations, there are people who deal drugs in this country who are doing time in the slammer. All right? I'm not saying they don't belong there, but they don't belong there on the premise that they're animals or that we're animals. All right? They have paid attorneys tens of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars to defend them. And their defenses haven't worked. The attorneys don't even understand the damn law. They don't understand what man or other animals means on a spiritual basis. They can't link it up with the First Amendment. They can't defend. If the attorneys paid any attention to this, they'd have an argument that I don't think the government can overcome in court.
Sure.
Huh?
All righty. So why don't we go ahead and take some calls, see what our listeners have to say about this. Let's take Lisa in Texas. Lisa, welcome to the program. Lisa, are you there? Did Lisa drop or not?
Hello?
Okay, Lisa, I'm sorry, we didn't hear you. Okay.
Oh, my gosh, I was panicking. Yes, good afternoon, or yeah, I guess it's afternoon. Mr. Addisk, you know, usually if I call in, I try to be very brief, but I'm hoping that you'll give me just the patience to just say my entire
whatever Lisa's saying, I can't hear a word.
Oh, no. Can you hear me, Deanna?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Uh-oh.
Well, I can't hear anything Lisa said.
Uh-oh. That's not good. It's a conspiracy. Do you want me to call back, Deanna?
Yeah, why don't you call back?
Okay, I will. Thanks.
Happens. All righty. Let's move on to Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Am I on, as they say?
Yes. Can you, Al, can you hear Richard?
I don't hear a sound from Richard. I'm not plugged in on that.
Okay, try now. Richard, say something.
How about now?
I hear him now.
Okay. He must have heard. Okay. All right. Hey, Manny fixed it. Manny's our man in the control room here. All right,
high technology,
Richard.
Way too many switches. very significant point, the bloodline. What is not really understood and we don't want to deal with is the history of the whole thing. We think this is recent. We can only understand the recent aspects. You have to go way back to when this started. This started in before the Caesars. The book Caesar's Messiah by Atwill, it has to be read. Because when you understand that, what they've perpetuated is a system of laws based on the old mythology. And then they took this mythology and created the written system that we now have, and it's a legal system. And in that system, you always have to have a way to redress the situation. But in that system, it's, as you pointed out, a blood aspect of things, the sacrifice, the atonement. Okay, that's their legal system. And in that system, what they do is they have made us the sacrificial lamb. We are the blood atonement. And we will be sacrificed to relieve them of the guilt. That's why in the system, we are committing suicide. They give us the advance warning of what's going to happen, and then we voluntarily consent to use what they've given us to destroy ourselves. It's a really good plan, and you have to take it all the way back to really understand it.
All righty. Well, thank you for your precepts, Richard.
Well, I can take it a little further if you'd let me, because I wanted Al's opinion of this, because he's touching on the exact way they control us with the money.
All right, Al, your response to what Dick has said.
Well, so far, I don't disagree with him. I mean, there may be some details that you say tomato and I say tomato, but basically I agree with what he's saying. These are ancient principles, and what this really goes to, we're not just talking about law. in the sense we talk about parking ticket violations and whether we should have a one-way street at one place and speed limits. We are talking about spiritual warfare. And it's been going on for thousands of years. And when the government says, and when our faith says, we are men and women made in God's image, and the government says, oh, no, you're not. You're just animals. This isn't just law in the secular sense. This is evidence of spiritual warfare that's going on right now. And it is invisible to the vast majority of people. It's there. You can see evidence of it if you care to look. But most people can't imagine it's even going on. Government is winning because they have bamboozled us and taught us to be ignorant and taught us to trust people who weren't worth our trust. But in any case, this is evidence of spiritual warfare. And I would imagine Richard, I think is the name, is the guy who's talking to us. Is that right, Richard?
Yeah.
What's your position, Richard? What do you think about spiritual warfare? Is that something you agree with or not on your radar?
Yeah, it's definitely something I agree with, but we have to take it one step behind the curtain, and that's it. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. These people consider themselves to be the sheep herders of the planet Earth. And basically, we're just the human capital. Okay, they also created religion. That's what's important about Caesar's Messiah. The philosophers of that time created the three religious Abrahamic religions so that they could divide and conquer and keep the Caesarian Empire together. Hopefully, it degenerated into the Holy Roman Empire because they had to control the wealth. But essentially, they used that system, the religious system, from the ancient laws, the mythologies of the Abrahamic religion, to actually control us again. It's over and over. They use the same understandings, and they perpetuate the same practices because they work so well, and we fall into it over and over again.
I'm gonna cut you off here. We are going on. We have a whole bunch of other callers, and I think we got your drift. All righty. Let's take Lisa back here. Lisa, Texas?
No? Can you hear me now, please?
Yes, we can.
Hi. Thank you, Al. I'm sorry for your troubles, your legal troubles.
I didn't have any trouble. I was blessed.
Yeah, well, good. I live in Texas as well. I'm also a Christian. What I want to encourage you, Al, to do is, you know, sometimes the truth is inconvenient and uncomfortable. And unfortunately, I've learned the truth in this last several years of intensive research. You're never going to achieve victory in your struggle to educate people as to what is happening to America without identifying the true enemy. Now, what you need, we just can't talk about the New World Order and the elite. Those are all ambiguous terms purposely designed to keep people from knowing the real enemy. And unfortunately, you're going to have to wake up as a Christian to understanding the true nature of Judaism. And you need to read Michael Hoffman's book, Judaism's Strange Gods. What you're talking about as men as animals is derived directly from the Jewish Talmud. And you say, oh, well, you know, Jews wouldn't, you know, call their own that. I beg to differ. The Jewish overlords, who, by the way, killed Christ, they are perfectly willing to sacrifice some of their own to achieve their ultimate agenda of world domination. And it's all in their own writings, in their own words. They run this world. They run the financial system. They run the media. They run our government. And they run just about everything you can think of, including the pharmaceutical industry, the FDA. Currently, the head of that is a Jewish. Monsanto is a Jewish-started company. And I'm sorry to have to bring this to light, but it is reality. It is the truth. And if you, as a Christian, are interested in truth, you're going to have to accept that Judaism is not the friend of humanity. It is what wants to destroy humanity and wants to destroy the common law that we were founded on. That's what I wanted to say.
We do have to go to a break. We will be right back. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Deanna, and our our guest today is Al Addis, and he is the author of The Nature of Money. Lisa, did you have some other comments?
I had two things to say, but I forgot one. I'm feeling like Rick Perry right now. But the one really important thing I think Mr. Addis could do some research on is a book called The Jewish Utopia. There's a particular version. Well, it's really a book by Roger Williams, who wrote a book called The Ultimate World Order. And what he does is he includes quotes from The Jewish Utopia, which was written by Michael Higger, H-I-G-G-E-R, that reveals that this world domination plot, and yes, to destroy America, is being done by none other than Judaism. And the last thing I wanted to say, I've remembered, is that Jesus condemned no one in the New Testament except for the Talmudic rabbinical Jews. And he alerted us that these people have very evil and satanic agendas. And I'm sorry to say that this is our true enemy. And that's all I had to say. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Lisa. Your response, Al.
When Lisa started up, she said that no victory was possible until we identified whoever our true enemy was. That was part of her statement. And I would say, I don't care if I win. All right. I have no objection. Absolutely no objection. I encourage finding out who our true enemies are. I get that. But it's not necessary for me to win. My Bible says, those who stand firm to the end shall be saved. For me, my only object is to stand firm to the end. Doesn't matter whether I don't win. All right. So that's not a big concern of mine. I would certainly like to win, but it isn't important to me. My object, stand firm to the end. Let me just comment on the Jewish situation. Bible says those who curse God's people will be cursed. I think he says those who curse. I think he's referring to Israel, which includes Jews and the rest of that. All I'm getting to is I don't try to curse anybody. I don't know who the real Jews are. All right. I don't doubt there's some bad people that are Jews. I don't doubt there's some bad people that are Gentiles, bad Muslims, bad whatever you want to point at. All right. None of us. Give me a label. Put more than two people in the group, and I guarantee you not all of them are good. I don't know who the real Jews are. I don't know who the phony Jews are. I'm unable to make that distinction. From my perspective, that's up to the good Lord to handle. If somebody's claiming to be a Jew and they're not, you settle up. The good Lord will settle with your account. That's not my business.
All righty. Let's move on because we do have a lot of other callers.
Go ahead.
Let's take Russ in Texas. Today must be Texas Day here. Russ? Yo, did Russ hang up or what?
There you go. Can you hear me now, Deanne?
Yes. Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, I just wanted to say when I turn on my radio at this time of day, I just simply decide which channel I'm going to go to by figuring out whether or not I want to hear the guest interrupted every couple of seconds or not. So I thank you very much. You don't interrupt your guests like some others. I wanted to bring to your attention the flip side of the coin about man and other animals. I was recently watching a YouTube clip, and they were talking about the creation of the NRA. And they said that the NRA was created by religious leaders who were teaching freed slaves how to protect themselves from the KKK. And in the Dred Scott decision, Chief Justice Taney said, quote, "We cannot allow the law to recognize the humanity of this individual because he would be able to keep and bear arms." And I wonder if perhaps the other side of your argument regarding man and other animals is not just so they can dispose of us as they choose, like cattle or like livestock or like inventory, but also by designating us as animals keeps us from being able to take up arms against them. What do you think?
I wouldn't be surprised. I haven't seen any law to support that opinion, but I wouldn't be surprised if gun control, if you dug into it deeply and you got to the bottom of it, I wouldn't be surprised if gun control, the right to keep and bear arms is only reserved to men and women. All right? If they can presume you to be an animal, you don't have a right. I mean, the only reason they have to pussyfoot around this is there's so many people are afraid of getting shot. But if they can get away with presuming you to be an animal, you don't have any right to keep and bear arms. You have no more right to keep and bear arms than a dog or a cat. Nobody'd put up with it. For a man has a right to keep and bear arms, animals don't. High probability that this man or other animal's insight may apply to gun control. I agree with you. I think it's a good insight.
Yeah, this was from the Dred Scott decision.
Mm-hmm.
Ian, I want to thank you. If I'd spoken with Al as a guest on another network at this time of day, we'd have each been interrupted five times by now.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your comments.
God bless you, and I thank you for your show.
Thank you. All righty. Let's take Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, are you with us?
I am with you. Good morning, Deanna and Mr. Adask.
Hello, Chris.
Oops, we have a break. Gentlemen, I'm sorry. I wasn't looking at the clock. We will be back in 3 minutes, so please, Chris, hang on over the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
And our guest today is Alfred Addisk, and that is A-D-A-S-K, and he is the author of The Nature of Money, and we had Chris from Las Vegas. Chris, go ahead and ask your question or make your comment.
Well, first I wanted to take notice to Al's contributions to peeling away the demonic skins of the onion of legal sleaze that we are all vexed with in our lives. And I would note that he is precisely on the road to the correct answer about where these problems emanate from, being the beginning of time sea mercenaries, the murderous demonic cult, who have from time and eternity practiced the demonic cult's tendencies to disguise themselves in other forms to take advantage of their enemies and stealthily steal their ways into their environments to take specific advantage of them. This group, who presume themselves to be the self-chosen of some god, although it's not generally the one that most of us tend to revere and serve, claim that they are the self-chosen of that god to the exclusion of the rest of us. And they disguise themselves as merchants, both emanating from the M-E-R-C of merchant and mercenary at the beginning of the word term, which relates to the war god, Mercury, the destroyer, demonic god of the underworld. And so when they disguise themselves as legal mercenaries and bring their sea people's legal schemes onto the land to supplant the law of the land, the Creator's natural law, it, then nothing becomes illegal. They presume to assume that anything they can get away with is legal, although it is precisely against the common law.
Well, I understand in broad strokes what you're talking about. There's questions about who the real bad guys are. I would say Satanists. All right, that would be, ultimately, I see this as spiritual warfare. I see this as motivated. The adversary in this instance is Satan. And for me, that makes sense. All right, that works for me. Other people have different opinions, but we're still, from my perspective, dealing with a fundamental question here. Who are the men and women made in God's image, and who are the animals? When you answer that question, you're going to understand who may be the sovereigns and who are definitely the subjects. At best, you're lucky if you're a subject, if you're an animal. You may be just chattel and property.
Well, you had spoken earlier about the Pure Food and Safety Act, which I suggest is the Purim Food and Safety Act, the Feast of Purim of this demonic cult.
Pure Food and Drug Act.
Yeah, I understand, but I think the Pure references the Purim, the Feast of Purim that they celebrate in their demonic cults. And they use the Pure as a suggestion to those who are not enlightened to their legal word schemes of treachery to disguise what their true intents are by providing clues within the craftings of the titles to those who are on the inside.
I think it would be very interesting to go back and find out who sponsored that law. That of course, it is a part of the U.S. code, so I don't know whether it was written by
congressmen
or some senators.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't doubt that the research would show who sponsored the Pure Food and Drug Act of 1906.
Yeah.
And anybody who wants to look at this, you just go up and Google it. 1906 Pure Food and Drug Act. And you'll find it, it's there, it's available, and you look for Section 6, and you'll see that they defined both food and drugs, man or other, in terms of man or other animals. They backed off a few years later, they backed off on the definition of food. So far as I know, food is no longer defined in terms of animals. I don't know if that's, then I know they backed off for a while, but drugs have been defined as in terms of the presumption that we are animals since 1906. This is a century. Over a century, this has been going on.
Right. All right, Chris, did you have some other comments?
Well, if one looks to the etymology of the word human, it refers to beasts or monsters, which are forms of animals. And we're presumed to be goyim, which is the feast of the Purim that they enjoy to pleasurize their demonic master in their practices of demonica worship. And so the sons of light versus the sons of dark, and I presume to assume that you are a son of light, as I like to assume that I am. I thank you, Mr. Adass, and you, Deanna, for allowing us to participate together today. It was an explicit honor.
Well, thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you.
All right, let's take Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Al has been a fan for years. I'm really impressed by the way you make your connections in your legal thinking, and it amazes me.
If you keep talking long enough, you're bound to say something that makes sense.
And it struck me that at 1906 law, that's just a few years before, I believe they said, the Flexner Report came out. I'm not sure
what
year that
came out.
Right,
it came out in 1909, I believe.
Yeah, and isn't that handy? Well, Deanna, it struck me that that's why these doctors get away with killing us.
Yeah.
Is because they're licensed by the government.
Yeah.
Why
is it if you lay down on, they take you into an operating room, you lay down in this operating table, and somebody starts carving on you with a knife and you die? Why is it that no one is charged with murder? And I have a suspicion. I don't know this to be true, but I have a suspicion. The reason is American medicine is based on the presumption that you're just an animal. It makes no more point to charging the doctor with murder than charging the veterinarian with murder if your dog dies when he's operating on the dog. We are in one of the same classes. Now, I don't know it to be true, but it strikes me as possible.
Well, Al, I've been listening to you for years, one time you did a dissertation on patriotism. It really impressed me, and it was sort of on the vein that Mark Twain did in his war prayer, but it was more fleshed out. And if you would, do you remember?
No, I don't remember it. I'll tell you what happens. I write articles and I talk on the radio from tonight and whatever, and I guarantee you, you try to get me to remember much of anything more than 72 hours back. You got to get the sodium pentothal or the hypnotist or something. It's gone. You got to get a clue. What the heck was I have people talk to me about, they'll talk to me about an article they've written maybe 5 years ago or even 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah, it's been at least that long.
No idea what they're talking about. I don't know what I wrote back then.
It was about how they use patriotism to drum up why we have to go do this to certain people or take this action and it was basically getting down to your patriotism could interfere with what you believe is true in your heart that God wants you to do.
I agree. I agree with you 100%.
Well, you said it.
Patriotism is dangerous. Well, I agree with whatever it was I said. I still agree with whatever it says. If I could remember it, I'd agree with it even more. But here's one thing about patriotism. And I think of myself as a patriot. I love this country. All right? And I want to see that this, because there's something very special about this place. It needs to be protected. But I also recognize that patriotism is a form of idolatry. When you are worshiping the United States of America and you're doing whatever has to be done to save her, you're not necessarily operating in conformance with God's law. I can understand that patriotism, and it disturbs me because I am inclined to be a patriot, and yet I understand that that might not be what the good Lord wants. So it's a question I haven't resolved, but I know it can be exploited, and I'm against exploiting patriotism. I think what you have to do is approach your patriotism from a spiritual foundation and do what God thinks is right, and not necessarily what's right for the country, but what God thinks is right, that will be right for the country.
There you go.
All righty. Thank
you.
Sherry, did you have another comment or question?
It. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sherry.
All right, let's take Jerry in Arkansas. Jerry?
Oh, I'd like to make a comment referencing to the man being an animal, please. Would that be okay?
Jerry.
Go ahead.
In law, there are three types of man. One of them is from the Latin a deitus, and that's a divine created being who is servant to the ever-living Father. The second one from Latin is a homo barbarus, and that's a barbarous being living in a state of nature. One of the interesting definitions of nature or natural is an idiot. The third definition in law is a homo humanus. That's a human being living in a civilized social state. And that means that they are contracted into Roman civil law and have agreed to all the terms and contracts. So the first man, they want to deceive him and get him to join either one of the two other categories. And if the individual is aware of the definition of man and they plead correctly, as all jurisdiction is determined by the pleadings, gives the courts a real hard time. You just have to learn how to break the contracts that you've talked about of how you volunteer and get out of those natural or civilized social contracts. And it just boils down to you have to totally go back to the beginning of a subject to find out where you want to be. Most be contracted in under Roman civil law. Most people don't really want to be called an idiot. Most people want to be a divine created being. So I wanted to offer that to you, and through some of your comments that you've been making to the other callers, you know, I hear you saying parts of those things, and I just wanted to offer in law the three definitions of man and see what your response is, please.
Well, first of all, I'd like to, the definitions that you've offered are new news to me. All right? And I would very much like to know how you spell deitus. If I understand the word that you were using for man, he's made in God's image. I think you said it was deitus.
Yeah, D-E-I-T-A-S.
D-E-I-T-E-S? Spell it one more time, please.
D-E-I-T-A-S.
Gotcha. I'll be chasing that down because absolutely that's important information and it's something I hadn't heard before, and I really appreciate you providing those definitions. I will be looking for all three of them, and I mentioned earlier in the program we dealt with Judge John K. Dietz, Chief Administrative Judge for Travis County at one point. He's a brilliant man. Man is brilliant. He had a degree in psychology before he ever went to law school, and he is just stunningly educated and intelligent. And he was, I mean, he's the only guy that scared me in the whole situation. He had brains enough to crush us if he wanted to, but he gave us a pass. He let us go. But at one point when we're talking to the man in chambers, he said, this system's been going on for 2,000 years, and I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. Now, if I heard that remark from anyone else practically, I'd say it's just some moron talking. But Dietz was no moron. He was a very intelligent man. He said, this system has been running for 2,000 years, and I know that can't be the American system, and I know he is too well educated to make a remark like that if it wasn't the truth. He's telling us by implication we are dealing with Roman law today.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And if you would like, I'll leave my name and phone number with the board operator because there is extensive more information about this if you'd ever like to call me.
I'll tell you what I'd like to do. If it's something that you can send to me by email, if I can just give you my email address.
I am not hooked up to the Internet. I don't have that capacity.
Well, then leave the name and number, and I will, Deanna will provide it, I'm sure, and we'll move on from there.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Thanks very much. Appreciate your input.
Thank you, Mr. Kirk. Love your stuff. Thank you. Thank you for your call. All right, I think Paul in New York dropped. Let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Always a new mental challenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically, it's always the battle between the materialistic world and the spiritual world. And man is not just only materialistic, but it's spirit too.
Yes.
And this is what those controllers have been trying to do now for thousands of years, to destroy the spirit, that they all have only the physical man. And no matter what today's government say, that they're concerned about the individual, it's when they talk about human being as human resources, as we hear them, people being classified in government forms and in big companies. People are being described as human resources, you know, like anything else that has to be managed.
And well, I agree. And, you know, one of the things we've been dancing around on this program is the critical importance of words. You must master the language because we are not in being enslaved by people with guns and clubs. That's the way it's presented to us. Oh, look out, here comes the military, here comes the police, whatever. That's not what catches us. We are ensnared in a web of words. And if you don't make the effort to learn the language and understand the meaning, and I'm not, I can hear that you have an accent, you were born in another place. I'm not speaking to you based on perhaps a German background. I'm talking about the average American. You don't grasp words. You should own as many dictionaries as you have firearms. Right? If you want to deal with these people, it's all about the language. They come in and presume you to be an animal. Okay, defeat the presumption. You don't need a gun to do it, necessarily. Hopefully it won't get to where we need guns, but it is possible to defeat that presumption with simply the astute use of language. Learn the language, and you can defeat this system. They rely on a deceitful and dishonest use of words. And a number of the people called in have implicitly touched on that idea. They haven't said it exactly, but you understand what I'm saying there? Does that make sense to you, sir?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As yeah. I say, what it boils down, the controllers, they want to manage.
Yeah.
And when they call people human resources, in other words, they want to manage the people.
They want to just, yes.
Resource, the way it has been done all through human history, as soon mankind gave up the right to be free and put themselves under the authority of someone else.
Yep.
Underneath a big leader or so, and we have seen the excesses in the past in history, the feudal system, the slavery, and everything. And you know, goes around, comes around. History keeps repeating itself. If people don't put a stop to it.
True story.
All righty, gentlemen, we are going to a break. Werner, you can stay over if you'd like. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Deanna, our guest today has been Alfred Addisk. That's A-D-A-S-K. He is the author of The Nature of Money. His website is addisk.wordpress.com. And we still have Werner on. Werner, did you have some other questions or comments? Oh, did he? Okay. All righty. So, Alrighty, we have about 3 minutes. Would you like to make some conclusions to what you have said today? We get it that we are considered animals. And I still am wondering if you have evaluated Obamacare in connection with what you've said?
I think I could stop Obamacare if I don't have standing to do it unless somebody tries to force me and force my involvement. But I believe I can give them a heck of a challenge and perhaps stop them simply by saying, look, all of Obamacare applies to medical. It involves drugs. It involves medical devices. They're both defined in terms of man or other animals. I am a man made in God's image. You can't stop me from that under the First Amendment. Therefore, take your silly ass law and buzz off. Now, I think that it could take Obamacare down. Now, the fact that I think it doesn't prove it so, but I think it's a high probability.
We have had guests on the program who have indicated that we are not under any obligation, if we know our rights, that we are not under any obligation to participate in that evil act.
Well, I think this is one of the lines of defense that might be helpful. Beyond that, again, fundamental implications of what we're talking about. We're engaged in spiritual warfare. This goes back to the Garden of Genesis. Or Garden of Eden in Genesis and so on. There are fundamental principles that have been at work since the beginning of recorded history. And we are still struggling with them because we don't recognize them, we don't understand them. You can defeat these things if you work at it. You can at least escape them and evade them for yourself. And the main mechanism of escape is by learning your own language. Right? It's not about just getting yourself a gun or building bombs or something like that. It's about learning the words. If you can learn to deal with the words, you can deal with these people and you can keep them, hold them at bay. And the story I've told you about man or other animals, again, threatened with fines of $9 million a year, we stopped them with simply an astute use of language. I can read. I'm a dangerous man. I can read.
Right. And the caller, Jerry, has done that very effectively where he lives. And he's quite brilliant at what he does.
I
hope that you can communicate with him.
Okay.
All right.
I assume that you will, send me his email and send me his name and address by email? Is that true?
I will email you his phone number. He doesn't do email, but he's certainly open to having you call him. And I do have his phone number, and I will send it this afternoon.
All right. I'll look for it.
So it has been nice to have you on the program, and I hope that people will look at your website, which is addist.wordpress.com, and you have, 600 entries on that blog? When did you start that blog?
I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. I don't recall anymore.
All righty. Well, we've come to the end of the program. Thank you so much, Al, and I appreciate you being on with me today. Thank you.
Thank you, Deanna.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.